Thank you, Dean. You can be seated. It actually goes all the way back to our grandfathers. I'm not kidding. They both were, they manufactured masonry blocks, you know, to build buildings, believe it or not. It's weird. But first of all, I'd like to thank Reverend Jerry Carr for asking me to teach. And it's such a great privilege to teach God's Word anytime you get it. And I tell you, it's a deep weekend for me, you know, because really, I want to thank all of you for your dedication, for your love, for your prayers. And I know that, you know, some of you I don't know as well as some others, but I know you've prayed for me before, probably even before I got in the Word. So thank you. Because without your life, my life wouldn't be the same. And it's because of your stand, your believing of God's Word, that has helped me and has helped others and for generations to come, if the Lord tarries. You may come back in 5 minutes, which I wouldn't mind. And none of you would either. So what I want to share on or teach on tonight is believing. And you know, when Reverend Jerry Carr asked me to teach, I thought, okay, what could I do? How could I approach this? And I thought, you know, I could get out of it by asking every one of you to share God's story. That would be believing. But although we're not going to do that, I'm sure you have a plethora of stories, which is great, of believing God, seeing God do above and beyond what you would expect or think. And that's the way we should live, with believing, because that's how God is. You know, He always blows our minds, right? When has He ever let you down when you've believed Him? Never. That's a good track record. That's an excellent track record. That's like batting 1,000, right? And as we look at these records, I trust it will bless you. Some things on what believing is. Simply, it's confidence and trust in what God's Word says and then acting on it, believing it. You decide to believe what God's Word says. Not your word, God's Word. When we believe God's Word, we can expect the results. Yes, expect them. And sometimes, you may not even have room to receive what He showers your way. Whatever it is, whatever area of need you have, you know, above and beyond. Like we had so much leftover pasta, it's funny. But not just food, obviously. You need to eat, but besides that, you know, whatever it is that you need, God is a rich God. And something else, believing is a law. It's not a theory. So when you believe God's word, He brings it to pass. It's a law. And the how to receive anything from God is believing. And I love this. This is from Lifelines, Dr. Worrell's Lifelines. Dreams become reality for people who believe. I'll repeat that. Dreams become reality for people who believe. You ever dream of something? You ever see it come to pass? Yep, when you believe God, you've seen it. Believing scales the peaks of life, climbs the highest mountains without fear. Not with fear, not even a little fear, no fear. You can't have a walk of believing in the Word when you continue to have condemnation. And you know, Nick touched on that this morning. And condemnation is a life sucker, so don't condemn yourself. What you are doing today will determine your tomorrow. And really, that's what brings me back to thank you for believing the Word. Thank you for your commitment, your prayers, because I'm sure you have affected people's lives when you believe the Word. And you know, one of the greatest realities, because of believing God's Word, we've passed from death unto life. That's beautiful. You can't buy that. You can't exchange that. There's no crying in baseball, you know? Romans chapter 10. Romans 10. Oh, wait a minute. Romans 10. So I trust the word that we're going to get into will bless you. And again, some of this is a mix of reminders of what God has done for you and what God can still do for us, you and me. And you know, when you sit there and hear the word, many times you think of stuff. Your heart gets tenderized, right? You remember what God has done. And so I trust that tonight it'll bring back good memories of believing. And it'll set a tone for the rest of all of our lives. You know, that we can continue to believe the word, no matter what age we are. And another neat thing is, yeah, this is an adult advance. But like Jerry reminds us all the time, in manifestations, you ever hear God say, my little adults? No, we're children of God, and we should act that way. Romans 10, 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing. Believe, you know. So then faith cometh by hearing. Hearing what? The word of God. And when we believe it, we see the results. And you know what's pretty neat? You could build believing in your life. And you have, all of you have, to whatever degree, right? You believe one verse, that's cool. You believe the second, you just built upon the first one you believed. Yeah. And it goes on and on. Romans chapter 10, we're there. Verse 9. And this, for all of us who are born again, is the couple verses that have changed our lives from death to life. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe. Believe? Is that the word you have in your Bible? It's not think. It's not contemplate. It's believe. Just accepting what God's word says right here. In thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. It took believing. You did not earn it, nor did I. Right? Jesus Christ paid the price, and here we are. We get the luxury of having spirit within, and we can't even lose it, no matter what you do. You're born again, and you're born again. You can't be unborn again once you're born again. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. And if you're in my fellowship, you don't have to listen to this part. I think every other fellowship we go here, even when other people teach, it's awesome. It's good. Build believing. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had. I love how God, these first three verses, puts it in the past tense. Among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By what? Grace. Ye are saved. We've got to believe that God is a great God of grace. Man, I know from a personal standpoint, for the past 4 or 5 years, I've seen grace so huge. So huge. Because sometimes I should probably get put out somewhere. You can ask Vasi. But yet, God is so gracious. And you've seen it, so believe it. Continue to believe it. It's not works. Well, we'll get to it. I don't want to give it away. Verse 6. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Isn't that awesome? We could believe the word. That in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace, there's that word grace again. You can't get away from it in these 10 verses. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works. There it is. It's black and white, very plain. I don't know that you have to look anything up. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, his masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Take a moment, everybody. Remember when you got born again, just for a moment. How free did you feel? You know what you did? You believed. You believed. And you got born again. You know, and again, I love how God puts it in the first three verses. It's past, done. But because of God's rich mercy and his grace, we get to be born again, Christ within. Isn't that awesome? Romans 2. Romans chapter 2. You know, Dean mentioned how we met on the first day, but the other thing he didn't mention is how much patience he had with me over the year or so, you know, after we met. Because I was, we're all grown-ups here, right? I was an ass. But I didn't know any better either. But, you know, he was so patient. And you know what? I just, my life wouldn't be the same. And he's not the only one. You know, I could probably go around, and I mean it, I could probably go around to each person right now and just share something that each one of you have blessed my life with. And, you know, thank you. Romans 2, verse 11. It says, for there's no respect of persons with God. God is no respecter of persons. You know what he respects? Believing. When you believe his word, it comes to pass. He honors that. Psalm 119. Psalm 119. One of the songs the band does is, it's so great to be where there's so much light. And it is. It's a great place to be as a born-again believer, to just be in the light and believe his word and walk in that light. Walk with believing. You know, each one of us is equipped. Each one of us can believe God's word and have. You have. Psalm 119, verse 11, it says, thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. This is not a verse that's unfamiliar to all of us, right? This is how you do it. You hide the word in your heart and you believe it. You walk out on it. You know, we have to know the word in order to believe it, right? We have to study the word in order to believe it. But when we know that word, it's meant to produce, you know, when we believe. Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews 11. You know, so many times, if you ask people, how do you please God? You might get a whole world of answers. And I know I've gotten some interesting ones. But you know how to please God? Verse 6 tells us, but without faith, without believing, it is impossible to please him. So you know how to please God? Believe him. Believe his word. Believe him. When we hear the word, we should easily receive it. Remember earlier I mentioned about how we're God's kids, right? Jesus Christ in Matthew 18 and Mark 9 uses a child as an example of how we ought to be. And that's how we should be. We should be like kids. We should be like, all right, what's your word say? Okay, I believe it. Right? When our kids, those of us who have kids, or you tell a kid, you know, if you're a teacher, most of the time, if not all the time, they go, okay. They just go on and believe it. It's simple. They don't think you're lying to them. You know? It's It's only when we get older we learn, oh, people lie. But when you're a kid, your attitude's like, okay, yeah, that's it. I'll do what you say. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. If the verse, which it doesn't, I know it doesn't, but if the verse stopped there, wouldn't that be pretty emphatic? It would be. That he is. He is. Believe God. He is. He's there. But it goes on, and it's awesome. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So you want to seek him, he'll reward you. You go to him, he'll take care of your need. He'll help you. Just believe it. And again, believing is just accepting, deciding that you're just going to do what God's word says. Come hell or high water, whatever the situation, hard, easy, it's just, okay, I accept it. That's it. Believing. That's it. What? I don't know if any of you in here, when you got born again, if it took much more than just deciding in your heart you were going to believe it. And that's how it is. That's how it should be with everything we do. Whether it's work, school, play, we believe God. Yeah, we're believers, right? We're supposed to believe God. I think so. Hebrews 11. Oh, we're there still. Verse 1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and evidence, the evidence of things not seen. And hear these words, faith is believing, substance is title deed, and hoped is prayed for. So I'll reread it with those meanings. Now believing is the title deed of things prayed for, the evidence of things not seen. Verse 6, oh, we read that. I'll go on to verse 7. By faith, by believing, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, that's respect, prepared an ark. And by the way, there were no arks. There was not like a staple, here's how you build an ark. And it even says it. It says here at the beginning, by believing, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with respect, prepared an ark to the saving of his house by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Can you imagine being Noah? You know, probably got ridiculed, laughed at. You know, that's probably happened to you. And you know what? It will probably happen again. Because to the world, it's silly that you believe something that you don't see, which is God. And you see, and you believe his word, which he had men write. You know, by the senses, it's silly. But again, we could probably go one by one, stories of miracles, healing, you name it, answered prayers, boom, boom, boom. How do you explain that? God. That in the least common denominator, that's the explanation, God. And believing. Verse 8, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. Abraham obeyed God. God said, go. Guess where Abraham went? He went. He didn't even know, right? It says here, not knowing whither he went. But he believed God. He trusted his word. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Talk about a builder and a maker, an architect, contractor, whatever. God. That's awesome. Through faith or believing, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed. How old was Sarah? What? I'm going to say play 90, around 90. That's right. You know, usually, and Abraham was what? About 100, he was 99, right? Usually that doesn't happen, where you have a kid when you're about 100 and about 90. Believing, that's how it happens. Believing God, God's word. God will never let us down, never. He'll never, ever let you down. He'll always do good things for us when we believe him. Verse 11, through believing or faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age because she judged him faithful who had promised. Yeah. It's awesome. Romans chapter 4, still about Abraham here, who's one of our greatest example of believing. And of course, Jesus Christ, our greatest example. Gosh, and I believe Dean mentioned it this morning, how he walked. He always did the Father's will. Always. I love it. I love it that he did it. Because, you know, sometimes I don't like to do stuff. But Romans chapter 4, verse 20 and 21, again speaking of Abraham, he staggered not at the promise of God. You know what staggered mean? To separate or make or discriminate, to prefer. You know, basically to separate. He didn't separate God's will from what he decided to do. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in believing. What a great example, giving glory to God. And in the genuine, God always gets the glory. It's awesome. And being fully persuaded. You know, when you're fully persuaded, you got, in a good way, for those of you Italians, you got your feet in cement and you're not moving. Fully persuaded that when what he had promised, he was also able to perform. You know, when you go to God's word, do we go with that conviction? We should. We should. Go with being fully persuaded. That's it. You say, okay, God, you say you're going to take care of my need. Boom. That's it. Accept it. Believe it. Walk out as if you already got it. Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5. You should never be ashamed of believing the word or feeling like, you know, because, well, we'll get to it later in Romans, but you shouldn't be ashamed, you know. The world's never going to appreciate you believing God, so who cares? Big deal. Just move on, believe the word, and continue believing the word, because just all of you, what I was saying earlier, I mean, we probably could say stories upon stories of what you've seen God do for you. Mark chapter 5, verse 25. A certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but actually grew worse. I've been injured for, I guess, the most, a separated shoulder for 3 or 4 months. I cannot imagine 12 years. 12 years is a long time of injury, you know, or ailment like this. And it says that she grew worse, you know, spent all that she had on physicians and whatever else was available those days. Verse 27, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. That was her confession. She had heard of Jesus Christ. She confessed that she even touched his clothes. Not even his body, his shoulder, his hair, you know, eyeball or whatever. Clothes. The clothes that he was wearing. That's what she confessed. Verse 29, and straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Isn't that awesome? Believing. And Jesus immediately, knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? He knew. Something had happened. And his disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? Yeah, the disciples were always really cool. It reminded me today, I was going over the teaching, and today when Jerry asked, Can we use the bathroom? And I was like, I don't think so. Yeah, go ahead and use it. I was like, I could see that. That was funny. It was funny to me. Verse 32, And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith, thy believing, thy what? Thy consideration, thy intellectualization? No, believing hath made thee whole. That's what Jesus Christ told the woman, thy believing. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3. Where's Dean? Hey, when did I start? Do you remember? Oh, all right. All right, to close, go to Acts. No. Really?
Wow.
Okay. Acts chapter, you see, that's the thing about the word. There's so many records. You see believing, and you see great things happen. Verse 1, it says, Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Lame from his mother's womb. And this guy is not only walking, he's not even crawling, he's walking. And not only walking, leaping and praising God. It's awesome. It's God. This is such a great example of a record that of believing. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate. Even the people know this. Hey, isn't that the guy that would, you know, stay at the gate, beautiful, asking alms? And they were filled with wonder and amazement. And that's what happens even in our day. When people who are around you see God do something great for you, they're like, wow, right? How'd that happen? And then you get an open door and you get to talk about God and his love for people. Wonder and amazement at that which happened. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John. And I wanted to get this to this verse 11, because I tell you what, can you imagine, that must have been such a tender thing. The man was held Peter and John. You know, how thankful would that man must have been. Well, you know what, there's many people out there who have been and who've been really thankful for you, and I'm sure there's many more to come. So bless people by your believing and walking with God. And all people ran together. All right, we'll move on. Philippians chapter 4. Philippians 4. Philippians chapter 4. Verse 13. Just accepting God's word. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. All means all. I can do you. You have Christ in you. I can do all things which I'm sorry, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Isn't that cool? Believe God's word. Walk out on it. He's equipped you. You have Christ in you. And again, I'm not teaching anything new or telling you anything new. You could probably teach me an ABC stories of believing God and seeing this come to pass. Matthew 21:22. The heart of one of the, you know, reasons I wanted to teach, some of the records I wanted to teach too, is just as reminders. I trust that it sparks, like I said in the beginning, either memories or, you know, vision of seeing ourselves grow in believing as we build believing. Matthew 21:22. It says, in all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. When we pray, pray with believing. Don't just pray amiss. Luke 18. Matthew, Mark, Luke 18. Verse 27. It says, and he said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. That's how God works. That's how God works. There's nothing too great. There's nothing too far out for God to do for us and to help us with. 2 Kings 6. Second Kings is after First Kings, by the way. Second Kings 6. You know, I don't know about you, but I love how so many times God does these little things. It could be something so little to someone else, but to you it's such a big deal. 2 Kings 6, and it says, and the sons of the prophets said unto Elijah, behold now, the place where he dwell with thee is too straight for us. Let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan, and take thence every man a beam, a rafter, and let us make us a place there, where we may dwell. And he answered, go ye. And one said, be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servants. And he answered, I will go. So he went with them, and when they came to Jordan, they cut down wood. But as one was felling, and word here felling is just falling, a beam, a rafter, the axe head fell into the water. And he cried and said, alas, master, for it was borrowed. Now I need some help. In the East, when you borrowed something, it meant it was a big deal, right? What, Bob, can you help? Explain a little bit, do you mind?
Well, under the law, if you borrowed something from someone else, and then you were absolutely responsible for it. So if it broke or if anything happened to it while it was in your possession, then you would need to replace it. You would need to return a new one to the person.
Right. So for this man, it was a big deal that he lost this axe head. And so it's like, all right, go to Home Depot, buy another one. They didn't have Home Depots. And the man of God said, where did it fall? And he showed him the place. He cut down the stick, cast it in there, and guess what? The iron did swim, meaning it floated. First of all, last time I checked, iron doesn't float. He found it. And you know, it's just like us. I lost my keys. Or I lost whatever. My whatever it is. And all of a sudden, it's like God puts it right there for you. How does that happen? Prayer with believing. Or grace, if you didn't pray. Maybe you thought about it and God knew you needed it, right? Philippians 4. God is such a great God. Philippians 4. On the heels of that record, Philippians 4:19. I'm in Ephesians 4:19. That's not going to work. Here we go. Philippians 4:19. It says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." For that man with the axe said, you know what? It was a need for him to get it back. Right? It was a big deal to lose something. And it's so cool. In our day and time, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." He won't do any less for us as his kids. And to close, Ephesians 3:20. Ephesians 3:20. Again, I want to thank you for your stand and your believing of God, because it's affected many people's lives. Sure has affected mine, so thank you. So know God's word by studying it and then walk out on it. It's that simple. It's as simple as when you got born again. It still works the same way. It's not an intellectual trip. It's just believing, deciding, accepting what God's saying, and just walking out on it. And this is how God works right here. Ephesians 3:20. "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or even think, according to the power that worketh in us." Believing God is a great way to live, as your lives are a testimony of that already. And we got many more things to see in the near future. And as we believe the word, it's going to be great to see more and more things come to pass in what God does for us. All right? So thank you.